This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Today ought to be a lot of fun. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. We're broadcasting live from Missouri, the Ozark Mountains, Studio A. Your classroom reaches all 50 states and worldwide on the Internet. There's a link to all of our instructors on the website, usapreparers.com. So if you need to revisit something that you heard, just click on usapreparers.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. He's producing the broadcast. And today our class is focused on when disaster strikes and when technology fails. Specifically, we're going to be learning about fires and the long, hot summers that has come to the United States of America with our senior USAPreparers.com instructor and MIT engineer and author of two best-selling books, Matt Stein. Our senior USAPreparers.com survival instructor, best-selling author, is in the classroom today. And we can take your calls toll-free, 855-660-4261. Toll-free at 855-660-4261. 4261, when disaster strikes and when technology fails. And there's a link to Matt Stein on the website, page one, usapreparers.com. And it's I can't help it. Welcome, Matt.
Well, you know, when you miss that, Vince, I just wonder what's going on with you. Thanks a lot for having me on your show. It's always a pleasure. And it's fine to be the welcome Matt. So.
Matt, you know I keep your two books in the studio with me, When Disaster Strikes and When Technology Fails. I think they are just fabulous books, and I recommend them heartily to all of our class. And, Matt, you know, violent storms have pummeled the eastern U.S. We've reported that 18 people at least were killed. Millions were without power during the heat wave, and there was a total communications failure of 911. Call centers throughout Northern Virginia. And that's something that people just flat out don't expect. They expect to be able to call 911 and have somebody answer the phone and respond. More than 3,400 temperature records had been shattered last week. You know, water treatment was down. And then the sewage treatment systems were down. Roads were closed. Credit card transactions were unable to be processed. Stores were down. ATMs were down. Gas stations couldn't pump fuel.
And, yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah, big failure of technology, at least for a few days. You know, I mean, to be in those temperatures, 110 degrees in places. I had a friend down in Kansas. He said it was 113, yeah. 96 days without rain.
Yeah, that's right.
The ponds are dry, the creeks are dry, the farmers are trucking water and trying to pump what they could to keep their livestock from dying. And he said even the weeds were dead. And yeah. To be in those temperatures with no AC, no refrigeration, you know, no freezers, no, you can't go and get some ice and for your drink to cool yourself down unless you got backup power or, you know, renewable energy or a generator at least, then you're SOL.
You're absolutely right, and I was talking to Mrs. Fennelli. You know, you've been to our farm, and I was looking around our farm, and all the grass is dead. There's no question about it. It's all brown here. You know, the grass is brown. There's nothing for the cows to eat, and farmers are scrambling for hay. They're actually vying for hay, and it's kind of unpleasant to see farmers doing battle with farmers. You know, neighbors doing battle with neighbors, and I said to Mrs. Fennelli, you know, the only things green around here are trees, some weeds, and John Deere tractors. That's it.
Yeah, it's pretty tough. And when you start, you know, having to worry about pumping wells dry to keep your livestock alive, that's a And with what scientists are predicting for climate change, this is just sort of a little mini preview of things to come. So it's, you know, today we definitely live in a changing world, a world that's very different from the world you and I grew up in. Of course, you know, our parents went through things like World War II, which wasn't exactly a picnic either, but we have our different struggles coming into this generation.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Matt. I was at the meetup last Friday, and I was talking to, you know, to the class there, and usually, you know, it's like a minimum of 50 people, 50 to 100 people show up every Friday. And I mentioned that we have a creek on our farm, and at one point it's maybe 40 feet wide. And I said, you know, kind of tongue in cheek, I said, you know, I've been looking all over for our creek. It's 3/4 mile long through our property, and I can't find it. It's
right.
Not there. And we also have ponds that I can't find. And what I'm saying is, it looks like those pictures of the desert where you see cracks in the ground, you know, and that's what our pond bottom looks like. And we have multiple ponds, and they're all very, very low. And really, the creek is gone. It's just a creek bed without any water. So very, very serious situation. We expect food prices to escalate because corn has been damaged. The corn crops have been damaged.
Sure.
But let's talk about your... can we start with the rule of threes, and let's just set the level for the class, because I think that's so important. Once we talk about that, then we can talk about what to do about it.
Sure. Well, the rule of threes gives you a really good idea of in a crisis situation where your priorities need to lie. And so it starts out with 3 seconds without blood flow in the body and blood flow to the brain, and you're out. You lose consciousness and then will die shortly thereafter. 3 minutes without air supply or lack of breathing, you know, for one reason or another. And again, you pass out and you'll die shortly thereafter if you don't remedy that. 3 hours without adequate shelter or proper protective clothing in extreme weather, meaning like you're out in the middle of the desert, which seems more like the Sahara Desert, but could be many places in the United States these days.
Mm-hmm.
Or extreme cold, like, you know, you don't have proper clothing and you're out in the blizzard, and you go hypothermic or hyperthermic, meaning too hot or too cold, and you start losing your ability to think and react and may die shortly thereafter. 3 days without water in extreme heat, when you have to be physically active and people start dying, and when it's really extreme, like Sonoran Desert kind of extreme, people have been known to die, you know, in a single afternoon who've been stranded out in the middle of the heat with no shelter from the sun. And then 3 weeks without food. So, you know, in America, people aren't used to going hungry, and they many people can't imagine going a day without food, but most of the people in America could live at least 3 weeks without food. You may not be happy about it, you may not feel good, you may not have much energy, but you could do it. So this list the rule of threes really gives you an idea of when you're in a crisis of where your priorities must lie.
Mm-hmm. And you wrote a paper that deals with what to do. You can click on the front page of usapreparedness.com to see Matt Stein in this paper, and floods, fires, and the long, hot summer. You can click on that and download it. There's lots of links on it. It's absolutely free, and it's a very quick, handy guide that I think that parents should sit around the kitchen table and discuss these items with their children, and there's lots of reasons why. Matt, why don't we get into this paper, and you've got lots of suggestions on what we should do. So why don't you pick where you'd like to start?
Well, let's talk about fires right now.
Okay.
Because
okay.
With the changing weather and the heat, extreme heat we've had, and the fires in the West, and, you know, where you are living now, you probably haven't seen serious fires, and your guys aren't used to seeing wildfires like many Western states are. But with this kind of extreme heat and drought going on, you could well have a big fire blow through any day.
Mm-hmm.
So let me just start out with something to give you what the sense of the heat is for one of these firestorms, because many people have never seen or experienced these things. I have. We've had one of these firestorms start about a mile and a half downwind from us, and luckily it wasn't upwind, and so it burned away from us, and the winds didn't shift. But there was no stopping it until it reached the summit of Mount Rose, burned almost 50,000 acres, took a couple of weeks, and finally when it hit kind of a treeless area near the ridge of an 11,000-foot mountain, they were able to stop it before it blew over the mountain and down to Reno. So they're really worried it was going to breach the crest of the ridge and head down to Reno. So back in one of the things we're going to talk about shortly is some of the lessons learned from the Big Laguna Beach fire, where several hundred homes were burned, and there was a few homes that survived being right in the middle of the firestorm. The firestorm did not take just a few homes down. So out of like 200-plus homes, about three survived. And so we'll go into what made those homes different. So, but first, let's talk about how hot this is. Well, I was given a talk on fire-resistant green building techniques and remodeling techniques, what you can do for your home to boost its chances of surviving a firestorm. And it talks about what was learned in the Laguna Beach fire. And afterwards, there's a couple of firemen who were continuing with a talk along the same lines. And one of the guys stepped up and said, "I was at Laguna Beach." He lived in Central California, kind of Northern California, Sonora Pass area, and he was called down to Laguna Beach to fight this giant fire. And he and his buddy, his partner, were driving down the coast highway of California, and they rounded a corner, and they just pulled over to the side of the road, and their jaws dropped, and they just stared. And the scene they saw just blew their minds. What they were looking at was this massive firestorm blowing down the mountain towards the ocean. And it hit the Pacific Coast Highway. Now, there's four lanes of pavement there, and then there's a little bit of stuff on the other side of the road, and then there's the Pacific Ocean. And what they saw was the heat of this storm blew across four lanes of pavement and was so hot that it lit a mile-long stretch of telephone poles, you know, foot-diameter-thick telephone poles, wooden poles. Mm-hmm. They were lit on fire, and they looked like a row of matchsticks in the sand from the distance that were just standing up and stuck in the sand and burning. Now, you and I know when you're building a fire out in the woods, you know, you start with little tiny tinder, you know, some pine needles and some leaves and some little twigs and sticks, and then you build up to thick stuff, because try and, you know, get a log burning by itself, unless you get a blowtorch, you know, you can't do it. Well, this storm was so hot, it lit a mile-long stretch of telephone poles after blowing across four lanes of pavement.
Matt Stein's with me, and we're going to tell you what you need to do to protect your home and your family when we get back. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $15.94.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.34.35, $8.17.17 for a half ounce, or $408.59 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.34.35, $8.17.17, and $408.59.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Talking about his topic, and Matt Stein's with me. And we're talking about fires and what you need to know to protect you and your family. And he had mentioned that there's a Laguna Beach fire, and it was so hot that it crossed lanes and lanes of pavement, and the heat was so great, not the flames, the heat was so great that it ignited telephone poles for a mile long. Matt, please continue.
Okay, so there's three... What I'm talking about now is all, I'm going to summarize some of the points out of the fire chapter in When Disaster Strikes. That's my newest book, came out last November. And so there's three sections I'm going to summarize. The first is home fire safe checklist and you're building your defensible space. And the second is a tip list for when there's an extreme fire alert or an approaching fire, what are the critical things to do? That's like at the last minute when you're either in danger, immediate danger, or you're worried that danger's right around the corner. And then the third checklist is the lessons learned in the 1993 Laguna fire. It's like what extra special things did people do that made those few homes so fire resistant that they survived the heat of that incredible firestorm that lit those telephone poles for a mile long, like matchsticks in the sand. Okay, so the first thing is how you build. What do you do around your home? You know, the basic things that everybody can do, not the super exceptional things the Laguna Beach guys did, but the basic things to improve your chances of surviving a fire. Now, a friend of mine, a fireman, Jim Boland, who teaches fire stuff all around the country and is a local fireman in Reno, he says that when he enters a neighborhood and there's a fire, you know, these guys have families. So they look around first and they determine, like, well, which houses are more defendable and which houses are not. And basically they have to pick and choose. And if it's a lost cause, they're not going to bother trying to defend that home. They're going to pick the homes that are more reasonably prepared and easily defendable. You know, these guys have families. They're not gonna die. I mean, occasionally they do, but they're gonna try and keep themselves alive and do their best to protect your life and property. So you build a defensible space around your house. What does that mean? Well, you clear all the dead brush from your property and you trim the tall weeds. You know, you weed eat if you need to when you hit a dry zone. Then you want to make sure that your rain gutters and the valleys and your roofs are all clean from old dead needles and pine needles and leaves. Those are things, debris that could easily catch on fire from embers that are blowing in the winds. And you want to make sure you have smoke detectors in all your bedrooms, hallways, and kitchens, at least one on every floor of your home. Now, realize that most fires that are deadly and that take homes down are not caused by firestorms, but are caused from within. You know, some smoking in bed, the electric fire, whatever. So your smoke detector, sure, I mean, if there's a big giant storm outside, you know, you don't need your smoke detector to tell you're in danger. But if you're sleeping at night, something breaks out in your house, that smoke detector is a big thing. Now, what many people don't realize is that small children can sleep through smoke detectors. It's hard to believe, but they do. So whereas your own sound of your own voice alerting them will wake them. That's proven in studies. So even if you've got a smoke detector and you figure everyone in your family is going to, you know, hear it and run out, make sure if you've got small children that you remember to yell and scream and get them out too, because they may sleep through it. It's hard to believe as an adult, but it is possible, and studies show it happens. Now, store your flammables, you know, kerosene, gasoline, oily rags, paint thinner, all that. Make sure that if, you know, where possible, store them in fireproof containers and away from living areas, typically in a garage. Garages are code required to have one-hour firewalls in them, which is typically from 5/8-inch sheetrock or double layers of half-inch sheetrock or better in the garage. So make sure all that kind of dangerous flammables are stored preferably in fireproof containers and in a place with a one-hour firewall like a garage. And clear all the areas. One of the things I have to do in my property, because we've got a lot of pine trees, is we have to trim the dead branches outside, limb the trees up pretty high so that if there's a small brush fire going by, that it won't, you know, go all the way up to the crown of the tree. Now, obviously, you got a huge firestorm like the Laguna Beach. Well, that's gonna catch all your trees. But, you know, use your sense. Plant green zones around. If you got a swimming pool, that's great. And maybe get yourself a gasoline-powered fire pump to power off your local pond or swimming pool if you have something like that available.
Matt Starnes with USAPrepares.com. I'm Vin Fanelli.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations.
If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds, during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Talking about improving your chances for surviving a fire. Matt Stein's with me, and we talked about gutters, and you know, they're the old dried leaves in there, the old pine needles in there, and that's tinder. It's fabulous for starting a fire, but it's out of sight and it's out of mind. So a spark could jump in there and start your house on fire, literally. And we're talking about smoke detectors in the house, and you know, maybe your windows might be cracked open, you know, for ventilation at night, and if there's an outside fire, the smoke could get in and trigger the smoke alarm and alert you and your family to a fire. Another great thing, make sure you do have a smoke detector. And Matt mentioned that small children while asleep may not wake up to the piercing sound of a smoke detector alarm. So adults, make sure that you wake up your children and you have your plan to escape. And Matt, something that we do here at the farm is we always have hoses at the ready, commercial hoses that can reach most parts of our property or around our property where the house is, so that we can use the hydrant outside to put out any small fires that that erupt.
Yeah, you know, the more fire safe and ready you can be, the better your chances. And one of the things to think about, I mean, the next thing we'll talk about is when there's an extreme fire alert or an approaching fire, what mm-hmm. actions do you need to take? Well, those are like short-term actions. And one thing to consider is that when you're, you know, if you're caught in a fire, that you can, if you have sheetrock in your house, you know, sheetrock wall coverings, that you can easily kick the sheetrock between the studs and pass between rooms. So if somebody, you know, if you open the door and find like, oh, I can't get in the hall because there's a burn, or I can't get into this kid's room, realize that it's a very easy thing to use your knee or your foot to knock a hole in sheetrock and pass between the studs between the room, provided that you're not excessively heavy and you can fit between the 16-inch stud centers. Mm-hmm. Now, another thing, so here's a story that will illustrate the importance of judgment. I had my friends, Andrew and Mary Hall, that used to live in the Tahoe area where I live, and they moved back to Australia because their parents were aging and they thought they, you know, should be back home in Australia instead of the United States. And they moved back shortly before the horrendous wildfires called Black Saturday on February 7th, 2007. So they had their home in Australia was built in what most people would consider to be extremely fire resistant construction. It was built with adobe mud brick walls and it was built with a metal roof. Now, one of the things many people don't realize is that metal roofs are not as fire resistant as you would think. Sure, you know, if you put a burning ember on a metal roof, it can't ignite the roof, but metal transmits heat really, really well. So in the event of an extreme firestorm, the heat, if you don't have a thermal shield, like a Versus shield or some other thermal fire block beneath the metal, then heat will go right through that roof and ignite the roof underneath, the wooden sheathing of the roof underneath. So their house, this was a 117-degree day. Can you imagine that? 117-degree and very high winds, hot, hot winds. And there was extreme fire alert, but they didn't hear a sound, no word of warning, no calls, no 911, no sirens. They looked out the window and they saw a huge column of smoke across over the hillside. And so what they did was they just gathered their most important possessions briefly, you know, a couple photo albums, a couple computers, you know, a couple of bicycles and their dogs and their kids, and they jumped into the car. And they left their home because they knew they had surrounding forest. And so the chances of surviving a firestorm and heat like that, even with the fire-resistant construction they had, they knew that it was a real gamble. And they headed over to a friend of theirs' houses that had more grasslands, and they had a little pond, and they had, you know, firefighting pumps, and they had a little bulldozer, and they made their stand at their friend's house. Well, they had a 10-foot-tall wall of fire that they beat down during the night. Finally, about 6 in the morning, they're able to get an hour or two of sleep. Then they came back to their home, and they were hoping and praying that the winds had shifted such that it saved their home. But when they rounded the corner, they saw out of all the walls of their home, there was only 3 mud brick walls that were left standing. And, you know, his bicycle repair shop tools were just like pools of molten metal. The metal roof was just little drips of metal on the ground. Everything was gone. And on that day, 173 people died in the local towns of Buxton and Marysville. And whole families were found incinerated in their cars trying to escape the heat. So this is where you need to have judgment of when it's proper to stay and stand your ground and when it's best to run. And, you know, that judgment is so important. So, okay, what do you do? You got extreme fire alert, maybe an approaching fire. Okay, you stay tuned to local radios, but keep your eyes and ears open. Realize that Andrew and Mary, there wasn't a word of warning, no sirens, no radio sound saying there's a fire, nothing. They had to use their eyes and their ears and see what was coming outside. You got to have your pets and children close at hand, ready for rapid evacuation. Have 72-hour kits already in your car. That's a kit. And I've got a full list at whentechfails.com, my website. That's whentechfails.com. Plus, of course, all these details are in both books, When Technology Fails and When Disaster Strikes. So make sure you have those 72-hour grab-and-go kits, go bags, in your cars and ready to go. When you're concerned about an approaching fire, if you can spare the water, if you can put a lawn sprinkler on your roof, you know, and wet the roof down and your decks, then that might improve your chances of surviving. Hosing down bushes and hedges are good. Here's something most people don't think about. If you close all the windows and doors and block your foundation vents on your home, see, what happens in a fire is heat will radiate through your windows. And if you've got curtains on the inside, take any curtains and flammable things away from the windows, because the heat will radiate. Like, remember when you sit in front of a wood stove or in front of a fireplace or in front of a fire outside, you feel all that heat radiating? Well, in a firestorm, multiply that 100 times. That heat will radiate and will shine right through your windows and ignite your wall coverings and your curtains inside. So you close all the windows and doors, because also the chimney effect sucks the heat in, the air in from outside, brings burning embers into the house and through the, and hot air through the foundation vents and up into the house, igniting it from within. So close your chimney and fireplace dampers to reduce the chimney effect. Turn off the natural gas lines or propane at the meter or wherever the line is in your home, and know where those valves are, so anybody in your family can turn those off. And take things like gas grills and portable propane tanks and gasoline tanks away from your house. Make sure they're far away. So those are things you can do, like, right at the last moment. And then say if there is a fire, remember that smoke rises. So if you need to, crawl underneath the smoke and also wrap your head. You can, if you've got the chance, you can take like a cloth or a blanket and dunk it in some water real quick and wrap your head or wrap your kids in it to go through flames. So use your head. You know, you don't have much time to think in a situation like that. You got to do the right thing. So going over these things ahead of time and preparing in your mind helps you to do the right thing in that crisis when seconds count.
Wow. Great information. And it's got to be a very, very frightening time where panic sets in very easily for a lot of us. Because, you know, if you see a wall of fire coming from, a mile away, half a mile away, then a quarter of a mile away, then it's, you know, across the road. Man, oh, man. And Matt, so you have at your website, whentechfails.com, this list, and we have it, we also have this paper on our website, usaprepares.com, page one. So please, class, it's absolutely free. Make sure you get it. Sit down with your family. It's only 3 pages long. It's an absolute must read, and it will open your eyes to what you need to think about. It really will.
Now, those three pages are just an abbreviation of the stuff in the book. It's just taking some of the most critical points. So, you know, obviously, I've got a lot of great free information on the website, but, you know, I'm not giving you the whole book there, but I give you a good start, and it's totally free.
Yeah, and class, if you'd like, we have a few copies of the autographed book, When Technology Fails and When Disaster Strikes. And it's at the same price that's on the back cover. That includes shipping, and that includes the autograph. And it's ready to go. Just go to usaprepares.com, and there's a store tab, and you can get it if you'd like. We don't have many left, but if you'd like, they're available. And you can, of course, get it on Amazon.com without the autograph. Right, Matt?
That's right, yeah, Amazon, or you can go to your local bookstore, and if you're out of the area and want to support your local store, keep the dollar circulating in your town, then if they don't already carry it, you can have them order it, and, you know, 3-4 days, they'll have it in, and you'll be all set. So you can get it basically anywhere, and, you know, if they don't have it in stock, just ask them to order it.
Matt, when we were talking, we opened the broadcast classroom, we're talking about some houses that survived these the fires.
Right.
And so what are the other things that can be done, if any, to help your house survive
the
fire?
So these are the lessons learned in Laguna fires. And we already talked about the windows, and many of the the homes that did survive had double pane windows, because the double pane insulates and cuts down the radiant heat transfer quite a bit. Now, in the Laguna fire, all of the only buildings that survived all had well-insulated walls, double-pane windows, and they had blocked or minimized their venting, meaning those they put, like, temporary fire blocks on all of the foundation vents and roof vents so that in the when they knew they were in a severe fire period, which they were in, that they went out and did that. But in addition, they were stucco concrete style homes. In other words, they had at least a concrete layer. And if you have, there is stuff called concrete board, called hardy board, or you know, various concrete weather boards that are look like wood, but they don't burn like wood. I mean, they can be damaged by an extreme firestorm, but they will not ignite like wood. And what the people did too is they fireproofed their decking, and you can fireproof it in a variety of ways. Some of these people covered the deck with a fireproof coating on it, which is like a polymer coating. Pacific Polymers makes one. And the other thing they did is they put some layers of sheetrock or stucco underneath the deck to fireproof it from below. And a lower level you can do on that is there's stuff called fire stop that you can spray on wood, exposed wood, and it won't stop it from igniting in an extreme firestorm, but it will prevent it from igniting from burning embers and falling leaves and things like that. So it's like a partial improvement on wooden decks.
Matt Stein, USA Prepare.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing, eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety? Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMics.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Several of our USAPreparers.com instructors and their families have been and currently are in the path of wildfires. And discussing wildfires and what we've learned from the experts from the Laguna, California wildfire is Matt Stein. And he and I are talking about what you can do right now to protect your home and increase the survivability of your home in a fire. Matt, let's continue, please.
Okay. So what many people don't realize is the roof eaves of your home are, you know, if the rest of your home, say you've got a stucco exterior and your decks are treated with Firestop or they're made with one of the new Class A fire-resistant decking materials or composite materials, the roof eaves, often the heat of the firestorm can go up and hit the wood on the eaves of your roof and start the fire up there on your roof. So the roof can have fire from two directions, from the heat rising into the eaves and igniting them, or from the heat coming through on the top, especially in a metal roof, and igniting the wood straight through the metal by getting so hot. So on the eaves, what you can do is you can apply stucco underneath the eaves, or you could apply, like if you want to maintain the wood look, you can sheathe the eaves with a hardy board or a CertainTeed weatherboard that's a cement board that looks just like wood and has like a 20-year guarantee on the finish of it to continue looking good. And a friend of mine in Tahoe, actually, we found that the hardy board didn't hold up to the extreme weather here very well, but CertainTeed weatherboard did. And it looks brand new. A friend of mine built a house and sheathed it, and it looks brand new 10 years later. Like, you know, you don't even have to paint or coat it for over 20 years. So, you know, economically, when you consider the cost of restaining or repainting, then it starts to make a lot of sense. Now, the Class A in your roofing systems, you know, many older buildings are made with wood shake, and that's very fire. That's like tinder on the roof. And so if you've got wood shake and you can't afford to replace it, what you can do is clean it and put a fire stop coating on it. That's like a fire resistant coating. Now, it won't keep it from igniting in the firestorm, but it will keep it from igniting from burning embers falling down onto it. So depending on how hot the storm is, it may or may not, you know, survive. But certainly your chances are a lot better by spraying it down and coating it with that fire stop coating on there to help prevent it from igniting easily. You know, not perfect, but better than nothing. Now, if you can replace it, make sure you replace it with a Class A fire-rated roofing. And what many people don't realize is that the composition shingles, the asphalt shingles, are usually Class A rated. And make sure the ones you use are, which means that you might actually have a better, in fact, you will have a better fire resistance out of a good Class A rated composition shingle than out of a plain metal roof if you haven't put the fire stop shield underneath the metal roof. Then you'll actually start the fire easier with the metal roof than the comp shingles, which kind of goes against the grain of your intuition.
Sure. Matt, if a person has the opportunity to put a new roof on, would you suggest that they consider putting a fire stop on top of composition and then a metal roof, or what would be the preferred route to go?
Well, if you had the asphalt shingles and you didn't want to pull them off, that could be your fire stop layer underneath, and you could go with a metal roof on top. Or, provided you've got Class A rating, whether it's metal with a Versa shield, fire shield underneath, or whether it's a good Class A rated comp, you're fine. Or, like a concrete tile in Laguna Beach, the houses that did well had stucco construction with concrete or ceramic tile roofing. And both the concrete and ceramic tiles are really good for they've got good thermal mass to them, so they shield very well against heat transmission. And obviously you can't, with a torch, you couldn't light a concrete or ceramic tile on fire. So those are probably the most fire resistant, and they're good for certain parts of the country, but it is expensive. The tile roofs are not cheap. So you have to kind of balance your budget and see what works for you.
Man, oh man, Matt, we're out of time. I can't believe it. This broadcast classroom hour went so quickly. Matt Stein, When Technology Fails, When Disaster Strikes, go to his website, whentechfails.com, or just go to usapreparis.com, the link on the website. Matt, thank you so much. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And coming up next, Alec Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.